Lock up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place.
What's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Hope you had a great couple of days off. I know we did, although in my industry, it's spring break time, so it's a lot of fun. You guys are well aware. You see on the old Instagram stories, getting my dance chops on as I get ready for Dancing with the Stars. That's right. You guys are all aware. We're doing Dancing with the Stars this year here in Connecticut. Myself, several others, but I'm getting prepared because there may be a Tonya Harding incident. That's all I'm saying. I don't like to lose. I do not like to lose. I don't plan on losing. That's for damn sure. Anyway, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum, and I wouldn't be here by myself, ever on this program anymore. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Chef Jeff Perazzi. Yeah, the music is really loud here. I'm killing that right now. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm living the dream. How you doing, brother?
You know, Thursday night, getting ready for the weekend. Had my dance class today. I have another dance class tomorrow as I get ready for 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks away from Dancing with the Stars. Isn't that a little crazy?
It's awesome.
Why is it awesome? You think it's awesome because I'm going to like be in spandex and dancing and you can't wait to witness that happening?
I can't wait to watch and laugh really hard and point.
That's what it is? You want to laugh at me?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what friends do?
Yeah, I guess so. You know what we're dancing to?
In the most uplifting way I can. All right, How's that?
We're dancing to that song from Grease. You're the one that I want? That song. You know that one?
Oh, man. Not Grease Lightning?
You know, I tried for so many songs, and even today I went in. I tried for that fucking perfect Michael Jackson hit, Black or White, and she wouldn't go for it.
Don't go there.
That's what I want to dance to. She wouldn't let me do it.
Good, because it's a terrible song to do. And I just watched the special. I don't want to let it out. Spoiler alert, Michael Jackson's a pedophile. I'm just saying, according to the documentary I just saw, there was some
news?
Weird shit going on. I'm just saying.
Listen, pedophile or not, Black or White would have been a great song to dance to. I'm not trying to revisit old shit.
No one figured it out when he had the Never Never Land Ranch and attracting kids. No one thought that was weird.
He hung out with a monkey and had an elephant in his backyard, and nobody thought that shit was fucking weird.
We're getting sidetracked.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. Yeah, you're right. So Dancing with the Stars is coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun, man. We're really super excited about having that and being able to do that and dance with a bunch of people and show off my skills. And there's a little secret, Jeffy, that I don't think everybody knows. You know, in my high school days, I was in show choir, so I do have some dance experience, sir.
Jazz hands. You have fabulous jazz hands.
I appreciate that. They're nice and scarred. The best part was the giant knife slice I had on my hand, and I've been trying not to let my dance partner grab it because it might bleed on her. That sounds gross, doesn't it?
Good. I think you got to bring a little WWE to this. You got to cut her. You got to cut her mid-dance, and, you know.
You think she should juice a little bit?
I think just a little juicing, just for the, you know, get the crowd into it, you know, bring out the emotions of the whole thing, you know, maybe a couple fake slaps back and forth between the two of you, you know.
I told her if she wanted to give me a scoop slam or a suplex, I could definitely help and get myself up. And she was like, what?
Listen, I'm available for consultation. If she wants me to come in and help choreograph anything, you know, I mean.
That's a terrible idea.
I've been known to really burn a dance floor down, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're a good dancer too?
But, you know.
You think you're a great dancer?
I dance really well.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware, but I think that we should definitely get you on the floor to dance with me then. Maybe she could be wounded, like in our dance, and incorporate you into it.
I don't know if that would be... I can come in and do the lift.
Ooh.
Like, I could like stunt cock it. You know, like.
All right, look, we're going a whole different direction now. We also want to talk about two official, your boy here, and Jeffy's coming with me. We are going to Cuisines of the Sun in Mexico. A lot of great chefs. Penny DeVitti, Chef Michelle, she's a good sister. Chef Jamaica, a lot of great chefs are going to be there. Cuisines of the Sun, April 21st to the 27th. I can't say the name of that resort. Do you know the name of it, Jeff?
The word river is in it.
Yeah.
And then there's another word that is incomprehensible to me.
Okay, well, good. That was helpful. I was hoping you'd buy a little more time there.
It's Nayarit.
It's the La Estancia at Nayarit, and it's a beautiful resort, man. Tickets are available. I know they're selling very quickly. It's myself and Michelle and Penny and Chef Jamaica, David Fuerte. A lot of great people are going to be there, and we're going to be there throwing down. I think we're doing this very program live on the beach with a lot of these great chefs.
So it's going to be awesome.
I love the
beach.
It's
going to be so awesome.
Dude, there is nothing better than you and me in all of our Adonis-like figures wearing Speedos.
Get ready, Mexico.
Beach.
Is all I got to say. We're bringing the party to Mexico. Fiesta.
We're bringing the fury.
Forever.
Ow! Well, dude, I'm excited tonight, man. A good brother, good friend of the program, Chef Chad Minton is going to be on the program. Obviously, the founder of True Cooks. The brains behind that fantastic series, The Chef's Office, and of course, The Secrets of Success, the other new video series. They got a lot of great things happening aside from just True Cook, so we're excited to have him on here in a few minutes. But you've never had a chance to talk to Chad, have you?
No, I feel like I know him because I stalk True Cooks and you know all that kind of shit. So you know, I see little bits of his life. I probably know more about him. You know, I don't want to sound weird.
Well, I think we're past that with the whole.
Whoops.
Yeah. But no, he's a great guy, man. And I always tell Chad so much. I thank him for you know, all the friends that I've been fortunate to make through the community of itself of True Cook. So I feel very lucky to have them, and it's because of him creating
absolutely.
An amazing community. You know,
absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, man. That's how I feel like it's something we had in common when we first met. We were talking about it. We were
definitely.
Like, oh yeah. Love that shit.
Definitely. 110%, man. So excited to have him on and talk to him. I got to get him his gold jacket, man. I think he's finally there for the Hall of Fame for this program. Because we've been doing this program for a long time, and Chad's been on several times. For a while there, it was pretty regular. We were just hanging out and talking, and you know, people liked it. So on the old platform.
Well, this is the seasonal True Cooks check-in.
Hey, that's what we're doing. You know, you got to check in at least once or twice a year to see how the good brother's doing, man.
Check in with the Jedi Master.
That's right. That's right. No doubt about that, man. So look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a quick commercial spot because that's part of the deal we have to do. Do we have a check from those people yet or no? Oh, wait. We can't go there yet. Dude, fuck me. What is wrong with me? Random Acts of Cooking released on Tuesday, the first episode, and is doing incredibly well.
Yeah.
It's our event we shot. There's an episode you can actually revisit us live after cooking with the U.S. Navy. We cooked for 725 sailors. We thought it was 400. Then we thought it was 600. Then we found out it was 725.
Right after Christmas.
Yeah, right
after
awesome. Christmas. Yeah. And it all spawned from this program. Myself, of course, Jeff. Then we had Chef Robbie, who's on here all the time. And
Dan Monroe was our inspiration.
Yes, Chef Dan Monroe, good brother. Former Army cook, grill mama. I mean, dude, our buddies from Backdraft Barbecue came and helped out.
Big Tone.
Yeah, Big Tony was there. I mean, we had a lot of good people helping us out with that event, man.
Chef Michelle Regustis was there. She was killing it.
I got to love good sister Michelle. But it came out fantastic, man. The folks at Only Good TV did a great job, and there's more to come. We're very excited about it, man. We had a great meeting with him yesterday.
Check it out on YouTube, on Only Good TV's YouTube channel right now. Go click on that shit. Watch it. It's hilarious.
It is. It came out really good, and it's very heartfelt. So we have some news coming up about that soon, too. We're going to have a brand new episode. We're going to start shooting hopefully in April. I think we're going to shoot a couple more of them, so... Big plans for that. Really
shout out to Nick Fradiani, too, for being there. And Faraz.
100%. 100%. Both those guys. And, of course, Johnny Devitt as well. He did a great job performing.
Big Johnny Devitt. We got a big love Johnny Devitt.
Big Johnny Devitt. So check it out. Only Good TV's YouTube channel. You've seen some clips probably on the Instagram of me and Jeff and everybody posting it. Also, another great big shout out, of course, to Big Green Egg giving us those extra large green eggs to leave with the Navy guys after we use them. How cool was that?
It was amazing. I mean, the community that came around the idea every walker purveyor that came out from Ergo Chef to the different beer companies that donated. I mean, we
Sid
just
Wainer.
Had it was Sid Wainer and Son, Lucky Hair Brewing Company, Two Roads Brewing Company, I mean, Green Thumb Farms, Open Organic Farm.
Yeah.
It was the pantry awesome. In Fairfield donated a ton of stuff and, you know, gave up Dan for the day for us. I mean,
you know, who else helped us out with that? Our good friends Tony over there at Spiceology sent us some great rub stews, you know?
And absolutely.
The Navy guys got, we left that stuff at the Navy too for them to use. So what a just, it was a great experience overall. You can check it out on YouTube, see the entire process, the entire thing. It's a little long for a YouTube clip, but it's about 10 minutes, but it's worth watching. So if you get a chance, check it out. Give it a thumbs up, share it. We're trying to spread good, man. We're like doing, like I said before, like David Carradine. We're walking the world and trying to change the world with food. So jump on there, man. Be a part of it. We'd love to see you, and thank you already for the support for it. All right, Jeffy, let's jump in here and get these commercial breaks out the way and come on back here with Chef Chad. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan. Got to make that paper. Get the sponsor happy. Thank you, Sizzle Plate.
Oh, yeah, those people. I'm glad you talked to them. All right, guys, you're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. I'm Chef Plum. That's Jeffy, a.k.a. Fork and Chef. We'll be right back. Stay right there with Plum Love Foods Live.
It's new. Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over! Powdered water is here! It's totally organic, gluten-free, it's cleaner than Lake Manitoba. Powdered water! We took powdered water to the streets of New York City. And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water!
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water!
Powdered water's amazing! I can feel the difference now! Wow! Wait, wow!
Was that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water!
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases,
it makes me awesome.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Guys, thank you very much. Tonight, we've got 300 reservations, brand new menu, so it's very important. We all know what we're doing. So I just want to welcome everyone to the top table tonight. So everyone knows what we're doing. We've got to keep those dishes coming. All right, so does anybody have any questions?
Yeah. Holy crap, man.
That shit kills me.
It cracks me up every single time, man. I mean, it's just amazing to see, you know, good brothers like Chef Chad and everything he's done with True Cooks and bringing people together and creating a brand that we can all get around and use to further ourselves, to, you know, meet each other, to, you know, create a real environment. And the next thing you know, as we're all rocking our True Cooks hats and True Cooks shirts and our gear and we're bonding, all of a sudden on everybody's feed pops up this fucking hysterical Chef's Office thing. I gotta bring Chef Chad in, man. Chad, brother, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Much love to you. You're one of my favorite people in the world to talk to. You're such an inspiring guy. But next thing you know, you have this amazing sense of humor too. Where the hell did this come from?
Yeah, you guys, I'm sorry. thanks for all that. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
But the Avengers Endgame final trailer came out this morning.
Watched it four times already.
Been really preoccupied. And, you know, I got to tell you, I can't fucking die before April 26th.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I've got it on the calendar like nothing. I can't step in front of a bus. I have to find out how we beat that cocksucker Thanos.
Okay, so I have two things for you, and he's a fucking cocksucker. First of all, Captain Marvel's fucking amazing. I know you saw it. We talked about it on social. Great fucking movie.
Carol. Whoa, yeah. Look out.
Yeah. Mean, unbelievable. But when that trailer came out today, I got chills, dude. When she stands right there and fucking Stormbreaker comes right to Thor's hands and she doesn't even
buddy,
flinch.
That's not Stormbreaker.
Wait, what's it called?
That's fucking the hammer. Minolder.
No, Stormbreaker. Yeah, that got smashed in the last Thor movie by
Ben. We just rewatched the
No, I watched twice.
The Screen Rant take apart. Have a closer look, man. Because that's the timeline. That's Avengers Mansion or the Tower. That's the Avengers Tower from Ultron.
Oh shit!
It's different timeline.
I'm gonna go look at it again.
It's a fucking different timeline. Have a look. I might be wrong. Tanya says his hair is short. I say it's long. But yeah, we watched it several times too. Amazing.
It's short.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and look at it again. You got my brain.
It might
out.
Be short. Yeah, maybe it is Stormbreaker. I don't know.
What an amazing movie. One of my clients I work with is really good friends with Paul Rudd. All right. And so
here we go. Insider information. Yeah.
Paul Rudd was looking for a dog walker for one of his dogs. And he asked about my client's dog walker. And she was like, yeah, no, I'm just too busy. I can't do it. And so I was, wait a minute, excuse me? And she goes, yeah, I'm just too busy. I was like, you understand, like, that's Paul, that's Ant-Man, that's an Avenger. And she's like, yeah, I know, I'm too busy. I said, look, he's trying to fight Thanos, and you don't have time to walk a dog.
I'll walk the dog.
Right. I mean, you if an Avenger needs you to walk his fucking dog, you go walk the goddamn dog. And so, and she's like, yeah.
He's literally getting ready to save every one of us.
Like, you can't walk the man's dog, for fuck's sake. He was just in the fucking quantum realm. Can you let his dog go piss?
Oh, he's in a world of shit, too, that poor guy. He's bouncing all over the quantum realm. He's in a time tunnel or whatever he was supposed to avoid. I think he's going to pop up all over the place. You know, my favorite, and we'll get off this, but my favorite fan theory so far that makes a lot of sense to me is, if you guys remember the posters and the ads and the first couple trailers for Infinity War, in that shot in the Battle of Wakanda, it's the Hulk running with everyone.
Yep.
And then the big talk was that in the film, that was a mislead.
Yes.
So you wouldn't know that it was such a surprise that Banner was in the Hulkbuster armor. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And that was such a huge scene. It's logical to assume that is actually a different timeline, Battle of Wakanda, where we might become victorious, and that might be the final reset on the time jumps in Endgame.
Wow.
And they filmed it all at the same time, and they just used that materials for advertising for, you know, Infinity War, and we would never know. And then when it's all done, it's like, it makes sense. It all ties it up with a perfect little bow.
Wow. I mean, that's a crazy way to pull it all together, man. I kind of like the
idea.
It's a fan theory.
It's a fan theory. I like it a lot. But, you know, I'm open to a lot of things, and there's a lot of things in the world that irritate me that I'm not ashamed to question. I think it's good to question a lot of things.
I'm watching the... Okay, Chad, two things for you, brother. Number one, you were right. That is Mjolnir.
Thank you.
And he does have short hair, though.
Motherfucker, how does he get it back?
I don't know, but that is definitely not Stormbreaker.
Are you sure?
I'm slow-moing it right now. Ooh, they.
My phone is trash, so it's hard to watch it on here, honestly. Wait.
It's half and half. No long hair, but now the question is that the outfit he's wearing at Avengers Tower in Ultron? Because that background really looks like Avengers Tower before the first generation Ultron trashed it at their dinner party.
You know, here's the thing: you can't really. It's so tough, man. I can't fully tell if that's not Stormbreaker or not. Like, the way they have it set up, it's really hard to tell. And even if it wasn't,
I see. That's what I'm thinking. Stormbreaker goes so fast.
It's big. I don't know.
It's really big. It's way bigger, and not as square.
Right.
Well, the back end of it might be square.
Oof.
Oh, this is so tough, dude. I'm gonna be on this all night now, trying to figure this shit out.
But well, here's the thing. All I know is that when Steve Rogers gets his final dance with Peggy Carter, and he sails off into the sunset, you're going to see a grown man break down and cry like a little baby in the theater. I did not want to see Captain America die, and I will go on record as saying such.
You know, he's done a fantastic job playing Captain America, too, hadn't he?
He's the only guy for it, man. He's our captain.
Yes, and
I give you that one. Absolutely.
I don't know if, I mean, everyone's saying they're going to kill him off, he's going to be gone, but I don't know how true that is, because he started hinting that maybe that's not how it's going to go.
Damage control?
Maybe. Holy shit. This is
Tony. Tony's in trouble too, you know. Or you know, but they kind of need him to usher in, you know, the next phase. So I don't know. Be anybody's game.
When are we going to get a real Hulk movie? That's what I want to know.
I'm pulling for She-Hulk.
Ooh.
Kind of a courtroom drama.
Nice. I like that.
Well, you know Jennifer Walters. She's Bruce Banner's cousin.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I know all that stuff. Absolutely.
Blood transfusion, and she's actually a savvy, you know, New York City criminal attorney.
Well,
so why not? You know, they do all the different genres. They do the, you know, these different, you know, political thriller or, you know, comedy. Why not do a courtroom deal with her? It might, maybe for the streaming service, if you're listening, Marvel.
Hey,
so we're talking like Matlock, She-Hulk.
Dude, like Boston
Law
Legal or The Practice. That'd be awesome.
Law and Order.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where half the show's her kicking ass is She-Hulk, the other half she's in the courtroom.
I'm not going to lie. I thought She-Hulk was pretty hot back in the day.
My man John Byrne, one of my favorite artists of all time, drew her for years. And, he absolutely drew her seductively.
Man, that's awesome. Well, listen, this has been your Marvel moment, which is hysterical. And by the way, we're on it. We might as well keep going. Were you as heartbroken as I was about Daredevil?
Yeah. Yes and no. You know, yes and no. I you know, we've talked about that before, and I thought there was a lot of good on those shows, but I also felt like it wasn't my Daredevil that I grew up with, and
wow.
I felt like he was underpowered. I wasn't totally sold on the casting there. And some of the decisions to ground it, you know, I mean, Daredevil, let's be honest, he's got a power set that he can hang with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't see any of that acrobatic, you know, some of that. And you need to embrace the superhero roots. You know, I am all for grounding things, and they did a great job in The Dark Knight. But I think that, you know, DC TV, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen Titans or Doom Patrol.
Yes. Doom
but wow, what a good job they're doing embracing the absurd and the wacky instead of running from it. So,
have you caught up with the Doom Patrol yet?
I mean, I'm sorry?
Have you caught up with the Doom Patrol yet?
Yeah, we've got the DC streaming service. We've seen everyone.
Yeah, me too. I'm really into it. I think it's really, really well done.
I think Doom Patrol is better than Titans.
Agree 100%. And I don't think you need one for the other. And it leaves me very optimistic about my childhood favorite Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah, that's
the next.
Happening.
That's the next DC streaming service 10 series.
Right.
Hour
for the drama. Green. What does he say? What's his thing?
Oh, dude.
We shot some stuff for True Cooks here at the house today, and I pulled out my Swamp Thing number one. That's the first run, and the cool thing about that book, it's always been very near and dear to me. The Swamp Thing number one, its month and year is my birthday.
No shit.
Yeah, my actual born day.
Like, wow, that's pretty cool.
So I got one on eBay, eBay auction last year, ungraded, and it's a pretty good copy. I mean, that's not a super expensive book. You can still get into it, but if the show takes off, who knows?
Well, listen, it's only gonna all these things are only gonna be worth more money in the future because of what's happening with all this stuff. And you know, I'll finish it off by just saying I always loved Young Justice. I thought that was an awesome fucking show. It didn't belong on Cartoon Network. It didn't work there. But on the streaming service, the new episodes have been fantastic.
Yeah, we're catching up with it. I missed it. I was working in Canada when that show aired.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get everything like a year late there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, I never got into it. But, yeah, we're catching up on it from the beginning.
Good. Well, they put out, I think, 8 new episodes on the streaming service, and there's more coming in June. So it's definitely worth checking. It's more adult-oriented, you know?
I just love to have something to say positive. I mean, I grew up with Marvel Comics,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was always make my Marvel, you know, probably learned to read through Marvel Comics in mid 70s and kept with it straight through the late 80s, you know, but that I never participated in the DC versus Marvel. I kind of wanted just good comics and good characters, and you know, you could make an argument for either of their rosters, and it just depends on the creative team at the time, and you know, a lot of factors. But I'll tell you what, I can't say anything positive for Warner Brothers DC film universe.
Terrible.
And the debacle that's become. So it's so nice to be able to say something positive. It's nice to say something positive about how wonderful Doom Patrol is, because honestly,
absolutely,
it's great. And hopefully they'll do the same thing that they did with Titans and drop it on Netflix when the final episode comes out, so people can actually see it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How great is Brendan Fraser, right?
Because I think it's us three nerds and my wife that are watching it.
No, but what else though? In the DC movies, they're not all bad. I really just think Batman is dog shit, and which led into a dog shit Justice League. But I thought some of the other outskirting movies were decent.
Why did you say that name?
Which name?
Martha. Oh, now we're friends. Oh, that's your mom's name? Oh, that's my mom's name. Okay. Well, never mind. We're going to call off this deadly battle. It's all over. We're friends.
Yeah.
It's just...
That was maybe one of the worst moments, like most contrived moments in the history of cinema.
It's so terrible.
Storytelling.
It's because DC completely overpowers Superman. Like, this motherfucker can move the moon. Like, it's just crazy. I think what makes Marvel better is the fact that Marvel superheroes have weakness. They have limits to their power. And if you remember back in the day, Chad, you probably remember this. The old, like once a year... There'd be four books that came out called Marvel Universe, and you could look up every character. You could read their powers.
Of course, the power set. Yeah. It was like the internet before the internet.
Right, and you could look it up, and then you would know, hey, Spider-Man can bench press the equivalent of 10 tons. And then when I read a book, like, you could put that in your brain. Like, it made sense, you know?
And they were pretty good about that.
Yeah.
The artist would maintain size ratios and what have you, and occasionally, the uber nerd, you might notice a 20-foot tall Hulk when you know damn good and well the Hulk shouldn't be taller than 11 feet.
No.
So, you know, there's a few things here and there, but yeah, no, I love those books. You know, the thing I'm really excited about is on this Disney streaming service, it was announced this week that they're going to do an animated What If series.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's the catch. It's within the established continuity of the MCU.
So it's going to be like, what if the Chitauri won?
And like the voice actor and the actual actors are going to be the voice talent, and they're going to write the scripts around their availability. And deal is that they can just dip in and dip out. Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Holy shit, dude, it's changing the game. Listen, this is the whole point. It's actually a really great segue, man, just because talking about how just digital content and digital media is changing the world. Chad, did you know 40% of our country now doesn't have cable TV? That's crazy talk. No one would ever.
I'm excited about that, because since I was a line cook and could first like afford cable TV, you know, as a well-paid line cook, I've always resented it. You know, always felt that that's content. You know, if I'm subjected to, you know, advertising or what have. Anyway. I am aware of that. And we were talking about that earlier today.
It's one of those things. It's just changing, and everything is a digital world now. We all walk around with these 6-inch, you know, screens in our pockets, so we can watch content whenever we want. You have digital content everywhere. Content like this. I mean, fuck, the amount of people listening to this is crazy. It's more than most TV shows get to watch. It's incredible how it's changing. And you know, I was speaking earlier.
Let me ask you. Let me just interject on that thought. Who's being ostracized right now as a social demographic? Hold that thought. And the reason why I'm going to say that is that we were just talking about comic books, and you know, really it's popular culture. But if you remember back when we were kids, you were ostracized for being interested in these things. And isn't it interesting how things run in cycles, and things that, oh, you're a nerd, you're a comic book dork or whatever.
Right.
And now you've got Playboy models pretending to be comic book nerds to get more likes on pictures. You know, it's amazing. And I see it in skateboarding. You know, we went through the same thing, you know, and forget being having any hope of being cool back in, you know, when I was a kid, skateboarding and being into comics, you know, that was a deadly combination.
Right, you're done.
You know, oh no, you were a skater FAG. And right. People would call you, you know, yell shit at you, you know, you'd be, because there weren't skate parks, so you'd be at the, you know, the local spot, probably next to a freeway, you know, people throwing, you know, piss jugs at you. Just, it wasn't cool. And, you know, now it's become, you know, embedded into our popular culture. You look at what we do as cooks, you know, when, you know, probably up until Jack Tripper on Three's Company in the late 70s said he was a culinary student on the top rated Three's Company television show. The chef wasn't really on the, you know, Americans popular culture radar.
Definitely not.
You know, cooking was looked at as a, you know, second or third tier labor job. And there was really very little glamorous about it. Even if you were cooking for the stars, you know, who cares? You're the cook.
Right.
Right. And so if you look at this 30-year cycle from, you know, Jack Tripper going to culinary school and living with these two hot chicks in Santa Monica and running around having all this fun on this very popular TV show. It was huge at the time. You know, to today, where, you know, this celebrity chef culture is, it's vomitous. It's, you know, it is. And you, and look, you, Plum, you know how much time I spend on Instagram for the business, and how many food photos I look at on a daily basis and have consistently for 6 years now. 6 years. And, wow. And it was something that I thought was really fun at first, and it's become, you know, kind of my job. And you start to become desensitized to the splatter sauces and the aspirational presentations, and it's so refreshing to see technique. Yeah. You know, I guess all I'm saying is that it's really amazing to see how underdogs, culturally speaking, can inevitably wind up on top. So if we follow this cycle, who is a cultural underdog right now, so that we can start investing in them today, so that 30 years from now we can retire?
That's a really good question, man.
Who is the scourge of, you know, who is it? You know, and I'll just pose that question, because that's something to look deeper into.
That's a really good question. I wonder who it could. I mean, it's you're right. Like, what is, what's,
you know, who
what's
is
next?
It? Is it the, you know, the goths, the grunge kids, the, you know, I use skateboarders and cooks and
right.
comic book nerds as examples, and all of these things are, you know, have been or are currently are key drivers.
I think the lines are very blurred now, though. You know,
if Rad of Rap came back, that would be great.
That'd be
pretty
cool.
I think that's a much maligned, terrible thing right now. It'd be really cool if, like, you know, this handful of like Papoose dudes like could start bringing normal rap music back. That would be cool,
right? There's some dudes out there that are getting it, but it's just there's like far and few between, and they don't get the love in the mainstream, which just sucks. You know what I mean? It's like you got to be out there,
right?
Yeah,
really listening to that shit. It's harder to get at, you know.
Well, the place I was going with it, man, was just how much everything's changing. Is that you guys that, you know, are jumping on that, you know, embracing that, as opposed to trying to fight that with doing the video work you guys have been doing with the Chef's Office and the Secrets of Success. Like, this is all fantastic content. It's quick. It's easily accessible. And my God, it's so fucking well done and funny, brother. Seriously. Who's doing the writing for those?
Thank you, guys. You know, I mean, and just like anything we do with your, anything we've ever done with your cooks, you know, I hope people see that it's legit, and it's coming from, you know, a very honest place. And, you know, none of us are actors, you know, none of us are writers, you know, but we put together some folks up in Spokane, Washington, at the Spiceology HQ to put this thing together, and there's two really talented cats that I'm working with on this thing that helped guide it. And, you know, I'm not cutting the film, but yeah, I mean, we script them out a little bit and kind of figure out what we want to achieve. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'd ask you guys, you know, since you've seen a few of them, you know, because I've got my favorite character. Do you have a favorite character that we've established so far?
Well, it keeps changing for me, but your sous chef, the dude that's drinking coffee, it just cracks me up.
That's Joe Morris. He's the executive chef of Luna in Spokane.
Bro.
Wonderful gentleman and a born actor.
He's just so fucking funny. He's just sitting there drinking his coffee every single time. It's like, dude's bringing nothing to the table. I fucking love it. And listen, I'm telling you, it's incredibly well done. Listen, you know some of the stuff that I've done and been a part of and what I work on, and I'm telling you, man, like, I mean, look, my series, Restaurant Road Trip here, we were submitted for Emmys this year. Like, what you're doing is really good content. It's really fucking well done.
Well, thank you again for that, man, because, you know, I mean, we make it up as we go along, and we're using a lot of local cooks in Spokane.
Awesome.
And a lot of people that work at Spiceology are characters. You know, I just love my dude, Brian Albrandt, and he's kind of the producer of the show as well. And he really brings a lot of funny ideas to the table. He's the disgruntled 16-year dishwasher
steward. Guy, right?
Yeah, 16 goddamn years.
16 goddamn years. Can't even get a fucking towel.
he's great. I think he's my favorite.
You can't sell yourself short either, brother. Your facial expressions, phenomenal.
I'm just the Michael Scott chef. You know what I mean?
Like, but
that's me.
It's so fucking. I love when you're like, nope, he's getting fired today. When he comes in here, he's getting fucking fired. I'm tired of it.
You got to know about your staff. Yeah, you got to know what they're doing. You
listen,
know,
I know my guys.
Points of being a good chef. Yeah, fucking guy's having a baby. You know, he's probably told me 50 times, chef.
Right.
You know,
right.
She's having the baby tomorrow. She's having their baby tomorrow. I don't fucking know.
Oh, it's so good, man. Yeah, if you guys
so
haven't
thank
checked
you, man.
That out.
Yeah, no, we have so many good ideas though, and it's like we talk them out, and it's like, well, how do we keep it, you know, on brand for what we're trying to do for these little, you know, cold intros for Office, and, you know, and how do you keep it like in the time that we need to do to communicate what we're trying to communicate? And you know, I think we're leaning towards, you know, maybe cutting that intro music and retooling it just a little bit with the same cast of characters, just so that we can get, you know, 3 minutes out of these things instead of, you know, 50 seconds to, you know, a minute. I think the longest one's probably a minute and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can communicate a lot more gags and a lot funnier stuff with, you know, just a little bit more. That's all we need.
A little bit longer.
Yeah. I'd love to see you guys actually do a 10-minute piece. Just do one 10-minute, like, full fucking gimmick. It'd be so funny as shit. Just do one.
Yeah, no, we, you know, and we've talked about that, and you know, provided that we don't create too much of a nuisance at the restaurant, I think that might be a possibility. You know, the staff's been really accommodating and great, but
yeah,
you know, it's just yeah, I mean, because I mean, obviously we're faking it. We're shooting the, you know, the the office parts at you know, in Spiceology at people's real desks, and then, you know, we're shooting the kitchen stuff at Luna in Spokane, which is, you know, again, beautiful restaurant. Big shout out, Luna. Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, I'm coming out, man. I want to be in an episode. I'm coming out.
You got to come out to Vegas, man. Forget an episode. After this dancing thing, you're going to need to recuperate in the pool for a couple of days. Take a couple of nice pool days and just float around.
I would love it, man. I would love it. Actually, we're very fortunate. We're actually heading out to La Estancia for Cuisines of the Sun this year in Mexico, and there'll be a lot of laying out by the pool. We're very excited about that. That's in April, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you're going to Mexico in April.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to San Diego in April.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's the next big one. I'm speaking on the media roundtable at the Chef's Roll first annual anti convention April 8th and 9th. In beautiful San Diego, downtown San Diego, home of the Padres and San Diego Comic-Con.
Look at you, man. Right. You're just moving and shaking constantly, man. What? So you're going to go to this conference, and what are you talking about? What are some of the topics?
Well, the one that I'm speaking is it's a conference. It's a two-day conference.
Okay.
So I'm food media.
Nice.
And
perfect guy for it.
I'll be on a board with celebrity chef Netflix winner Tim Hollingsworth.
Mm-hmm.
If I nice. May drop a name.
Let me pick that up for you. You dropped that. Tim Hollingsworth. There you go. Let me hand that to you.
So, and we'll be talking about the future of, you know, culinary food-related media, and it's going to give me the opportunity to speak to some of the things that we're doing with True Cooks and creating content that's for chefs, not exploiting chefs for the lowest common denominator and ratings and pitting them against each other and false dramas, but content that comes from a very genuine place, and nobody's ever really attempted this before. So I think it'll be an interesting conversation.
You're a great guy to do it. You're a perfect guy to do it, man, for sure. Hey, don't forget when you're there, shout out your boy here, the only podcast on the planet that's actually for chefs by chefs, and we freaking get ranked in iTunes constantly now. So holla at your boy.
I'm just happy to be part of this rich legacy. As you mentioned before, I should get my all-timers jacket.
Your yellow coat, man, right?
Is it yellow? I kind of thought it was going to be purple velour.
Yes. Well, it's like a velvet. It's like a velvet.
I like
it's
that.
Nice. It's nice.
I have a staggering amount of fabric samples here at TCHQ, so, you know, if you need me to forward along a couple Ooh. Of...
Listen,
you know,
we're actually trying to get geese made.
Mm. Oh,
I want kitchen geese is what we're looking to do. Little Cobra Kai mixed with, you know, kitchen jitsu.
Like a dragon, culinary jitsu, right? Is that what you're looking to do?
Listen, skip the team in Spokane, you guys. Send me those ideas in the morning. I'll get to work on something right away.
Oh, shit. There you go. Well, it's funny because Jeff is... He was talking about this whole idea because we're doing all these festivals these days, and just like, man, next time we do like a Navy event like we just did, we cooked for 800 sailors for like a holiday gift, we should all just show up wearing like kung fu gis and like just no chef.
You know what I really like? What I really liked were their members only zip up,
oh, shit.
Like early puffy jackets, and Bert wore one, and I think Smokey and the Bandit too, as well.
They're shiny, like, right? They're kind of shiny.
Yeah, it's got like embroidery up the sleeves.
Fuck yeah!
On both sides, and then yeah, like the Cobra Kai look is very, very, very good. And that's one show that I have not seen, and I've read a lot of really positive things about.
We keep awesome. Talking TV. It's phenomenal.
Chicks get chicks, bro.
I bet it is. Yeah, please no
really,
spoilers.
It's yeah, really,
I'm
really
gonna track that thing down.
Jeff, why don't you throw? We don't not that. Chad needs any plugs from us, man, but throw a little information out there for people they can find out about.
If you want to get any of his awesome products, you want to go to truecooks.com where you can order any of that stuff. You can check him on Instagram at truecooks, or you can check out his personal Instagram at Chef Chad Minton.
Holler.
Holla.
And, of course, the Chef's Office, man. That's on all social media, and, of course, you can find it on YouTube as well for easy access. I'm guessing it's on the True Cooks website, too. I didn't check that. I should look for that to see if it's on there.
What
right?
about the Secrets of Success? Sure. Are we still doing that, Chad? Are you sure?
Sure is. Yeah, we shot 10, maybe, of those today. And nice. We shot three episodes of our new thing. So it'll be, you know, the Chef's Office name change pending, and the Secrets of Success, and then this new thing, which is kind of, you know, everything, all of this stuff is kind of organic and it comes together. Yeah, I mean, you guys know in the editing process, but really what the point is that it's a very sincere one-on-one talk, candid talk with chefs that folks ordinarily wouldn't get the opportunity to talk to. I don't know if you call them more established chefs that, you know, have been around the block a couple of times and might have some insights and some ideas to help young people is kind of how the whole thing's geared, and it's very conversational, and we're hoping to get about 4 minutes out of it, out of each episode, and be able to thoughtfully spotlight these are high-end, you know, kind of, I don't want to say name chefs, but kind of name chefs that also happen to support True Cooks. So
that's awesome.
And the whole thing is, let's talk about, you know, if, you know, chef, what can a young person do that's just going into this, you know, trade, you know, what is your advice to them?
Yeah.
And just let them go, you know, and we're going to mine that for, you know, good sound bites.
I think it's a fantastic idea, especially if you put that up. You know, keeping short form content is the way to go with this sort of stuff these days, man. And you know, there's a lot of great chefs out there who are established, who are doing things, but you know, maybe they aren't.
It's so true, Plum. You know, and I'll tell you what, I tried a lot of things last year and put a lot of energy into a lot of different projects, and you know, I was very flattered to see the result in writing words, and I really forced myself to try to write words. And it's something that I've always, you know, kind of had in the back of my head. And we did a couple of things with that. And honestly, man, for the time that it takes to write, you know, an Anthony Bourdain piece, or you know, some of these stories about, you know, these tales from the kitchen we were doing, and tales from the chef for, you know, a while, like recapping some of my early days. It's like, oh my God, man, that's such a time commitment. And I don't know if anybody's trying to read, you know, 3,000 words.
Yeah.
I mean, be quite honest, you know,
you're absolutely right. And that's the world we live in now. I mean, your best bet. I mean, listen, you look at the evolution of things, simple, like the internet. Like, it used to be, oh, we have a blog. We did a blog post. Check out my new blog post. And now it's video content, quick, video content. That's everything. I mean, look, Facebook itself, I'm not a big Facebook guy, but Facebook itself makes its money by selling us. It sells its users to companies, right?
Oh, for short-form content. That's the big owie right now. Yeah.
I mean, but that's what it is for short-form content. Yeah, man, that's all it is, man. I mean, you know, our new program, Random Acts of Cooking, it's, you know, the first episode is 9 minutes long. And I could argue that it's too long. I could argue it's too short. But
that's what she said?
No, Jen, it's too short. Just too short. That's all she said. That's what she said.
Are you glass half full or half empty? I don't know. It works either way.
But it's thin, though.
It's very thin. Mine's more like a tuna can. It's kind of incredible. It's, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a little battering ram. So listen, man, I see all the new stuff coming out, obviously, on True Cooks, too, so you're still rocking that really hard. Last time we had talked, you've definitely grown to a different level when it came to a distribution standpoint and things like that with True Cooks. How's all that working out for you right now? Is it giving you a little more time to do other projects?
Well, it gives me more time to worry about True Cooks and a lot of the stuff that, you know, I used to spend a lot of time on obsessing over.
You would label your shirts and alphabetize them in your living room, and you're
like, yeah, you know, I mean, now I can just, I can obsess over other things, and you know, as much as it's frustrating to see, you know, mistakes being made that could have been, you know, not been made due to historical listen, there's going to be growing pains, you know, no matter what you do. If you're going to grow exponentially, there's going to be some growing pains, and you know, I just hope that we haven't hurt any of our fans' feelings or done anything inappropriate or said anything appropriate, you know, over the past 16 months during this big process. And you know, I know that a lot of people got accustomed to talking to me directly, you know, as the moderator of True Cooks for nearly 6 years. And, you know, we were changing processes, and there's a lot of pros to this. And the company is definitely going to grow, and we're definitely going to continue celebrating the folks that have always been with us and that have a vested interest in this brand. But yeah, of course, you're going to, you know, it's like this. You go from doing 40 covers a night to 260 covers a night, you're probably going to fuck up a couple of orders the first few times. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, metaphorically, you know, what I'm trying to say. Right. And, you know, like, you know, I would never be able to have the time or energy to produce The Chef's Office if I was still helping Tanya with the orders, if I was still tracking down where are the hats, where is this, where are we at on the embroidery, where, and dealing with, quite frankly, just like a chef, you're dealing with, you know, maybe 12 different vendors at any given time. You know, not everything comes from the same place. Some stuff is seasonal. You know, you can't buy, if you're doing relabel, you can't buy fourth quarter stuff until the third quarter, and then you push your local guy, you know, and there's all of these, you know, really multi-layered lessons that we're passing on, that I'm passing on to the team in Spokane right now. And, you know, the gamble is that that's going to, you know, allow us to continue to grow and hopefully provide awesome content and, you know, allow me to do shows like, you know, your awesome show.
Oh, dude, I appreciate it. It's funny, man. I was just thinking, man, the first time you and I spoke, it was a couple years ago, and you were going to be on the show.
It was a couple years ago, man. It was before the New York party, and that was the one-year anniversary of True Cooks.
Was it
the
really?
Gold Bar party. So, you know, you're talking about, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to date you because I know you're a young guy.
I'm a svelte 24 years old, chef. All right?
Ah, man, I stay the same age and the chicks keep getting older.
That's right.
Yeah, no.
Was it 5 years ago? 4 years?
Yeah. If we're in 2009, yeah, that was 2013.
Holy shit. But, you know, it's funny, yeah, man, because we were talking, you and I, and, you know, you were a little nervous. You were like, I don't know if I want to do
this.
We're
on the roof at a, you know, where? I don't even remember what hotel that was.
Yeah, well, that was at the fucking, at the New York show. But, I mean, you just actually were on the program, and you were nervous about it. And then just to see, like, because you've done so much media stuff, now listen to you, you're fucking great talking, you're interactive.
No,
you
know,
awesome. Plum,
yeah, I mean, well, I appreciate that. But, I mean, I always had to talk it before my job as executive chef of these fucking big properties. I just was reluctant to come out from behind the curtain, yeah, if you will, because I never wanted True Cooks to have anything to do with me necessarily. Totally. True Cooks is about all of the chefs and cooks and all the hardworking, unsung heroes all over the world, you know, providing sustenance for other people. Right. And that was really the point of True Cooks. But we hit a point where people were, and the point that you're talking about, and you're right, was when so many people were asking, like, who the fuck is behind True Cooks? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? You know, it kind of forced my hand, and you were instrumental in helping me come out of the proverbial closet. So,
we had a great conversation.
Thank you, my friend.
We had a great conversation. Yeah. We became buddies after that. It was, I mean, you know, it was comfortable, and you're just like now, you're comfortable. You know, it's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you, and I love your success. And more importantly, I say it all the time, I probably preach it at least, you know, a couple of times a month in this program, man. True Cooks has created an amazing group of chefs, an amazing group of support group for people, and that's all you, man. You did that, and there's a lot of people who have become friends through that, so thank you for that. We all appreciate it.
Brother, never in a million years would I have thought, you know, we'd be having this conversation, you know, never in a million years, and very much to your point, you know, there's now an entire team of individuals, you know, up in Spokane working for Spiceology that are intrinsically tied to the brand as well. Right. And, you know, to think that, you know, the humble beginnings on 27th and Lexington, it's very, very, very humbling journey. And we've seen, I say it all the time, but I mean it so much, you know, I mean, we've seen folks have children. I've seen them literally grow up in front of my eyes.
Amazing.
Through folks that, you know, we've met through True Cooks, you know, some whom have met through True Cooks.
That's crazy,
you know,
man.
And some of the dearest friends, just to echo your own comments, some of the dearest friends I have in you know, in my life and Tanya's life are folks that we've met through True Cooks.
Yeah.
So, you know, awesome. And that's something that you can never monetize, and it's just an intrinsic value to, you know, the brand is our awesome community.
Man, and it's an amazing community. It really is great with what it's done and how it connects people, which I think is important, especially in this day and age where, like we said before, everything is so digital. We're all staring at our phones. It would still be able to talk to a real person and connect to real people. I think it's a really great thing. That's what True Cooks has done. I want to talk about Spiceology really quick, man. This company,
sure.
You introduced me to these guys. an amazing, amazing company. I introduced them to my friend DJ Barbecue over in London. They're doing spices for him now. Just a really,
thank
really
you.
Dude, just a great, great company. Really great people. I reached out to Tony over there and said, hey, brother, here's
one,
what we're
one
doing.
Of my all-time favorite people, and I'm not, you know that if he was a motherfucker, I would say that guy's a motherfucker.
Right.
He's absolutely such a good dude, and just big shout out, Tony. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry, man. Listen, so I told him, I said, hey, we're doing this thing with the Navy, and you know, we're doing like a gift where a bunch of us are going to go, and we're just going to cook for the Navy guys that are stationed during, over the holidays. We're going to do a big barbecue for him. And he was like, brother, what do you need? Let me know what you need. What can I do? And it was just, it was effortless. He was like, just tell us what you need. We're in. And, you know, that's just, that means a lot. You know, that means a lot to see something like that happen. And, you know, just really great people. And I actually had my my mother-in-law, she asked what I wanted for Christmas, and I went to the Spiceology website and got all a shit ton of the home spices, and she bought them all for me for Christmas. So, really
great
stuff.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, yeah.
I know people there.
I heard.
But you can't ask for favors though in the fourth quarter. That's the whole retail thing, is you can't ask for favors in the fourth quarter. That's just a FYI for the listeners at home. It's kind of like going to your man's restaurant on New Year's Eve without a reservation at 10 p.m. and expecting a table.
Yeah, listen, I told her
same. So your order ordinarily, I'm sure, would have been flagged as a supreme VIP.
Oh God, I don't want any.
We're going through new processes. I'm trying to figure out a way to bring back those cards.
Oh, I love those cards.
It's extremely difficult now that we're not doing the shipping. There's a simple logistics problem that would require my presence
for every single order.
You know, the order fulfillment in Spokane, and the guy that's doing it is super good. We are lucky to have him, Dan. I hope you hear this. Thank you for all your hard work. He is going to get murdered in the fourth quarter. I might be up there this year helping.
Well,
I mean, that's how crazy it was last year.
It was great just to have, to be able to do that, to be able to say, hey, this is what I want for Christmas. And she just went through and ordered and got it all for me, which was fucking dope.
Have you had a chance to play with any of the blends?
Tons of them. The chili margarita one's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great spice, that one. And the black and blue I love. And I love the... the Canadian, I can't remember what it's called, the Canadian something or other. It's great.
Oh, Canada is the Montreal steak spice. But you can't say Montreal steak spice, so it's Oh, Canada.
Right. But I'm just happy to do it, man. Listen, those guys are great. Jeff and I talk about it all the time, man. We have no problem like buying things and supporting stuff from the guys that we like. I think it's important to do that. You don't expect shit for free from anybody, man. You just got to support our friends. That's what we do, you know? I mean,
that's
I saw
awesome.
DJ Barbecue's
They're
book.
Awesome.
I saw it in Virginia, so I bought it when I was there. I mean, just because you see it there, you got to buy it. It's your boy's stuff, you know?
That's amazing, man. And just the shout-out alone, everybody really appreciates that. You know, there is a team up there that, you know, and like I said, a lot of them are actors, chef actors, mind you.
Wow.
Employees at Spiceology, so you know the economy that we're shooting these things with is, you know, I'll go grab Aaron, you know, out of the sales office and say, hey Aaron, you know, we need you to stash these towels in the ceiling tiles and we're just going to film it, and here, put the chef's jacket on. Okay, no problem.
Right.
And we get the shot, and he goes back to his telephone and continues his call.
That's so fucking funny, man. That is great.
Well, but Aaron's a chef, and Tony's a chef, and you know, Pete's a chef, and you know, all of the primaries in Spiceology are all, you know, Justin's a chef. You know, everybody is either, you know, a former chef or a working chef. You know, Chad White has a lot of time and work, you know, invested in Spiceology too, you know, as does myself. And, you know, I want to continue taking some of that ownership, and I'm proud of the product. I think it's awesome, and we use it here all the time. You know, the black and blue thing I want to play around with more over, like, high charcoal-y, you know, wood fire kind of heat. The thing that we use a lot here at the house is the honey habanero crystals.
Great stuff. Yeah, that's really good stuff. I do it on chicken. It's awesome. on some chicken thighs. It's so good, dude.
How about rubbing the breakfast bacon in it and popping it in the oven? What an amazing result that is, you know?
I haven't tried that yet at all. I was making homemade fries the other day for my client, and I sprinkled the black and blue on it when they were done. They fucking thought it was the greatest thing that's ever happened. And not homemade fries, homemade chips, like potato chips. They thought it was the greatest
thing ever. They've got some cool new ones coming, too. And again, it's not synthesized. I had Justin O'Neill. It's his baby. Dill pickle.
Yeah.
The other day, and man, I'll tell you what. Again, you know, my entire chef career, like I never really messed with mixes, and I'll make my own.
That's exactly the mindset I took. But until you try it, you know, and you're like, fuck. Yeah.
Okay. Do you really want to pull 17 fucking spices off the shelf, or can we roll with this? And it depends on the application too. I mean, I talk to a lot of high-end bar and quick service operators that have multiple locations, and it's like, well, if you're trying to establish some consistency, across the board, toss the wings in this, and it's the same everywhere. Or if you have something that's so good, we can talk about doing a proprietary blend, especially for you, and then you can sell that to your customers and brand it yourself.
That's a great idea.
Or have your own branding on it.
That's what you guys did with DJ Barbecue, which was amazing. And his stuff's
well, we do well. DJ Barbecue, and I'm very proud to say that we also do Danny Meyer's Blue Smoke in New York City.
Awesome.
Midtown Manhattan, Danny Meyer's 400-seat barbecue restaurant.
Oh, shout a good out brother Ron of ours, I'm sure he's listening now, Food, Fire, Knives, used to work there. He's a good dude, man.
You know me, man. I don't like to name drop. There's so many good guys out there. You start talking about people's names and stuff, and it's just like it's crazy. And it's funny, man. You remember our first conversation, and we were saying, Mario Batali. It doesn't matter if Mario Batali rocks to your cooks, because Mario Batali's cooks do.
Right. That's all that matters.
I probably still lived in New York at that time.
Bro, and in retrospect right now, thank God he didn't write True Cooks, right? Thank fucking God. That'd have been terrible.
Oh, right. Well, I kind of knew the guy's reputation back then, and I probably might have, selected his name specifically because of that. I'm not saying that I, had any dirt on the guy, but, he kind of had a reputation for being a party animal, at the very least. But we all do,
Sure.
And I think that that's where, you watch these movies about people that get, this great excess. They come from humble beginnings, they get great excess. But what's the pattern? They fuck up and they blow the whole thing.
That's it.
And you just have to constantly audit yourself and be honest with yourself and try to be the best version of yourself. I'm not saying that, anybody's perfect, And I think, back to some places that I've worked at and some jobs that I've been in, some things that I've said, things that have come out of my mouth that, even recently with my business partner or with, I say regrettable things frequently. But here's the thing.
You're a chef and so am I. It's what the fuck we do. We always say shit. They're like, damn.
Well, Plum, I can recognize it and say, oh, Jesus Christ, I went too far, man. Right. I mean, what's the matter with me? And I can recognize that and learn and grow from that. But the thing is that now that I'm older and I've got perspective and I've seen so many folks and I've worked with so many people over the years, there is a certain group of folks out there, and if you're listening, I really want you to listen to this, that cannot accept their mistakes and do not grow and learn from their mistakes, and they continue making the same mistakes over and over and over again and expect a different result. And there's a clinical term for that.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yes. When you try the same thing over and over and over again, exactly the same, and expect a different result. I can just look at myself and audit yourself, audit yourself and try to be the best person, the best version of yourself you can be. You know, you're going to fuck up. You're going to make mistakes, but, you know, own them.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do.
Preach.
You get one chance at it, brother. That's it, man. You get one chance at it. Hey, look, let me ask you this, man, because we're running a little late here. I know you've got business. Hell, you still got a night to have over there. It's almost midnight here, but where you are, you still got a night to have, which is awesome. Dude, we're going to do this amazing charity event in Montauk this summer. I'm going to talk to you off air. I'm going to fly you out. You got to come be with us and be a part of it.
I couldn't imagine anything that I would be more awesome. I love that. My only question is when.
Yep. Well, we'll get those dates over.
You're gonna
to
tell
you
me.
For sure.
You're gonna tell me. Yeah, people are gonna get in touch. I got you.
Yeah, well, we don't have a set yet. We're still
Our
waiting to get one more thing
contact
worked out.
Your people.
Yeah, my people. It's gonna be awesome,
we'll
man.
Because
we got to
okay.
get you back here on the East Coast. I'm tired of this West Coast Chad bullshit. Get your shit back over here.
I would love that. I got so many good people up in that neck of the woods, and it would be a real privilege and honor to be part of whatever it is you all got cooking.
Dude, it's going to be awesome, man. And like I said, you are a very inspiring guy where I'm lucky to call you a buddy. You're a good brother. And, man, listen, honestly, we can't thank you enough for everything that you've done. Jeff, give a little more plugs out there for him. Not that he needs it, but put him out there for him so people can find
him. Yeah, man. You want to get some amazing merchandise? You want to hit him up at truecooks.com? You want to check him at truecooks on Instagram? You want to check his personal page at Chef Chad Minton? And then you want to check out the series Chef's Office and Secrets of Success, both on his Instagram. It's True Cook's Instagram.
That's it right there. Chad, give us one secret to success before we get you on down the road, brother. Give us one.
You got to be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. You're not the flyest dude in the room. And once you realize that, you can start working towards being the flyest dude in the room.
I mean, I'm pretty fly, dude. Like, I do pretty well. I'm just, but probably not the fly.
You know what? You got a beautiful wife. You got a beautiful life. You've done it, man. You've done it. But you didn't get there overnight.
That's for damn sure. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Chef Chad Minton, one of my favorite people in the entire planet. Brother,
awesome.
Love talking to you, man. Always love talking to you.
Good looks, fellas, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We'll talk soon.
My man, we'll talk to you on down the road. All right, brother? I'll text you, all right?
All the best. Thank you, everybody, for messing with True Cooks. We all appreciate it.
My man.
Stay golden.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Minton. There he goes on down the road. How cool is that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, man. I love that dude. I love hearing him. He's like the most positive dude.
That's it.
Like being like that. I like that. Good.
I mean, I think you guys have a lot in common when it comes to that because you're a super positive guy and so is he, man.
Yeah. Really, I couldn't really add anything dude. To anything he was saying. I was just like going, yeah. Yeah, right on, brother. Yeah, you know, what can you say? It's good shit.
Dude, I would love to get him out, out back out here to something this summer out east with us doing...
Let's make it happen. It would be amazing.
Yeah, I think it would be phenomenal to have him be a part of that, man. No doubt about it. Because, you
It'll
know, he's
together.
A guy... He's a guy that'd be great to have because he's a positive guy. We love him. He's a great cook. I mean, it's all... What the... What just happened? Dave? Are you here?
Yo.
Oh, here's Dave. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Not much. We got Chad Mitt on the show tonight. It's going to be a good show.
What, Dave?
True Cooks.
No, yeah, he's from True Cooks. He was phenomenal. I love talking to him. He's a great guy.
It was awesome, Dave. It was awesome, man. You really missed
it.
I think you're late, brother.
Not late. I'm late. I'm late again.
Always yeah. late. Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you a pass because of daylight savings this week. Yeah, you missed it.
Well, we had Chad on. Chad was breaking knowledge, man, doing like he normally does. He is awesome, talking about all the great stuff. Dave, have you seen The Chef's Office yet on YouTube?
A couple episodes.
Fucking hysterical, isn't it?
Yeah, I dig it.
So great, man. And having Chad on here is always a blast, and to getting some rundown on all the stuff he's got going on. I'd love to see how much attention, Jeff, that he's paying to, doing digital media, doing the digital stuff and doing, other forms of, I guess, just content, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, whoever he has shooting it and editing it is doing a really great job, too.
Banging
I mean,
job.
Shout out to that person because it looks great.
It looks great.
Yeah, it's they're doing a great job.
Yeah, very lucky to call that guy a good brother. He's a friend of ours, a great friend of the show.
Good
anytime
brothers.
I text him, he's like, yeah, let's do it, man. I'm always in. So Much love to him for sure. And of course, the Spiceology, all the hard work he's doing with those guys. Jeff, have you done a lot of work with Spiceology? Have you tasted some of their stuff? As you know,
yeah, I have a ton of their stuff, man. And plus, from the event, I was like, you know, I mean, they just blessed us with so many great things. And you know, from the shoulder rub that they sent us, and then the stuff that we made with the spices, you know, comeback sauce, all that awesome shit. It was just a lot of fun.
It was good all around. And Dave, you like it too, right?
Oh yeah, I like their black and blue a lot. I want to try. It's the thing they have, like a Thai peanut rub. I want to give that a try too.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Yeah. Dave, we were talking a little bit earlier. Now that I got you on here too, I want to talk a little bit about before we get on down the road. Random Acts of Cooking. It's going really, really well. It's doing fantastic online, man. You saw the episode. You were a part of the episode, man. What do you think of all the what's going on with it and people checking it out and the views it's getting? What are your thoughts on it?
It's pretty awesome. Got a lot of views pretty quick. It was like 3,000 in 24 hours or something like that.
It was a lot. It was something like that. It was definitely a lot. I'm going to pull it up now and see. And for those of you who don't know, YouTube has changed its algorithm now. So getting views on YouTube is definitely not easy to do. It's actually pretty difficult to do. And because a lot of studies that have gone to show you that if someone has to click something more than once, they're probably not going to do it. But you know, here we are. This has only been up for a day or two, and you know, we're pushing 7,000 views just on YouTube alone, not even including everything else. So,
thank you, all the people who watched it. Thank you for all the support. We love it.
We do. We appreciate that, man. And because of this, we can now continue to bring good with food to other people in the world. So, because of the views it's getting, because of the attention it's getting, we're very fortunate to have that, so I'm excited about it. And also, big shout out to my friends Anna and Raven here in Connecticut. They had me on their show the other day. It was actually this morning it was on, and I feel like the other day, but it was this morning. Promoting the content, promoting Random Acts, and really just really great to have them do that. They actually reposted it on their Facebook page, so very cool of them.
Sick. Awesome.
So looking forward to doing more of that kind of content, man. Maybe we should get True Cooks involved with that next time we do it. See if they want to help us out.
Yeah, maybe. That would be sick. I mean, if they're into it, just, I mean, he has to come back to the East Coast.
He told you to email him about the geese. He said email me about the geese. Let's talk about it.
I'm dead ass about that, Chad. I hope you're still listening, because
the geese are happy. Yeah.
I think we're going to try to get True Cooks to help us with the geese.
We got fucking True Cooks.
We can bring some fucking demos, like real demos. Break a few boards, chop some veg, sear some scallops. It's going to be a full show. People are going to really enjoy it.
Oh, too funny, man. You guys are hysterical.
Why is it funny, bro? It's going to be ridiculous.
People are going to really get enjoy the geese, all right? I'm going to let the chest hair show, all right?
Dude, chest hair. You know I'm going to wear the guinea tuxedo under mine just because, you know, that's how I'm going to keep it.
Oh. Keeping it real.
I don't even know what to say, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm a little blown away. I mean, the ghee would be phenomenal. If we actually get them made, I would be laughing my ass off. But if we did get them, I can promise you I would 100% be wearing a ghee.
I think I found the right dragon. For the back.
The fact that that's something that we say in our life is kind of crazy. I think I found the right dragon. Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, does it have like 3 or 4 arms?
It has 4 arms, and its tail kind of goes around a little circle with some flames. Pretty badass.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I think we're supposed to go with like 3, though. Isn't 3 like the one for like good luck and shit?
What? A 3-headed dragon?
No, the 3-armed dragon.
Big beefy arms.
What do you mean, good luck? There's a good luck dragon with arms?
Yes.
Sounds like he fucked up. He's missing an arm.
No, man. The power of 3 and all that shit. Anyway, look.
I've never seen a 3-legged dog and been like, oh, man, that guy must have great luck.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a dragon?
Also true. Never seen a dragon. Got me.
So who's to say they're not 3 arms?
Also true. Got me.
Never seen a dragon. I have seen kimono dragons on, you know,
not the same
channel shows them. No. Discovery.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Boredom. Oh, that's so fucking funny, man. So funny. Well, check it out. If you're tuning in now, the show will be on iTunes here soon. You can hear Chad. Always love talking to him. He's a good brother. Big shout out to him for being on the program tonight. Lots of great things happening, man. Please, if you haven't done so yet, check out Random Acts of Cooking on YouTube for the Only Good TV. Just type in Only Good TV, and you'll find us right there. The first episode is for free. You can check the whole thing out on YouTube, man. So please support us. We appreciate
and
it.
And subscribe. Subscribe to Only Good TV.
Yeah, jump on there
TV.
And do that, man. It's great content. It's feel-good content. And look, I'm trying to save the world with food. That's all we got to do. We could use a little good in this world these days, Dave. We could use some good.
Definitely.
What do you think is the best thing we could do right now?
Like, ever?
Yeah. Like, what would be the best thing we could do right now, Dave? What would it be? Like, if you could pick one thing, what would it be?
I don't know.
You're great at picking questions.
I am. I'm like a really good interview. Like, it takes probably 45 minutes to get three answers.
Look,
I think the best thing Dave could do. Dave, why don't you organize a Chef's We Are the World song?
Yes, I love that. Give us a couple of verses,
you
Dave.
Know, reach out to all the chefs united across America.
Yeah.
CEO.
Chefs
you know,
united.
We'll hold auditions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the most talented ones together, and, you know, we'll sing to end hunger.
I love it. I love it. It's great. Ready? Let's do a commercial for it right now. You ready, everybody? We're going to do a commercial for Chefs
ready.
United to End Hunger. Jeff, you're going to start. Are you ready?
Go. Right,
good. Here we go.
Coming this summer, chefs around America, organized by Chef Dave Berman, to end hunger with the power of food.
You're the best around.
That was phenomenal. That's perfect. I love that. That's what we're doing right there. That's going to be it. Dave, your turn. You ready? We're going to vote on the best. You ready?
Oh, wait, I got to do one?
Yeah, I even let Jeff go first so you could make notes. Are you ready?
Nah, Jeff wins.
No, it's... All right, here we go. Here's Dave's version. Dave, are you ready? All right, here we go.
I don't have a version.
Yep.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
And in hunger, yo.
Dave is very hungry. He's so hungry he didn't develop well, and that's why he can't say anything on this episode.
Right, I didn't get enough.
Enough milk powder.
His frontal lobe is not as good as it should be. Right.
Right. Farina and stuff.
What?
Oh man, all that farina he ate.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. Hold on. Sorry. Go ahead, farina.
Farina. Rena Applebaum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
I thought for sure you were the like freestyle king here. I was ready to rock with you. I had different beats.
You wanted me to rock over Farina?
Yeah, talk about Farina.
Talk about Farina
in a freestyle. Here's what we'll do. We'll have a contest again with that. Dave, you'll go first. You ready?
No, I'm not. I don't. I'm not. Why are we rap battling?
Why are we rap battling?
Look, man, I love him. I'm not trying to take out my rap skills right now. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I was not prepared for this, and the fury cannot
That's
be
the
unleashed
idea,
right now.
Right? You want to bring the fury when you're not ready. That's the idea between a freestyle, right? You're ready to fucking throw down wherever.
Look, I don't think everybody's ready for me to get raw with it, okay?
No, we're ready. We're all ready. Mm-hmm. We're all
no,
here.
The world's not ready. You can't handle it.
We're all ready for it. I'm ready. I kind of want to hear it. Are you ready? Here we go.
No, Prestige Worldwide. Can't go there, son.
Well, the good news is, too, Jeff, we haven't talked about it yet. Dave's actually getting married. We're very excited about this.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Again. I know. I'm the number two.
We talked about it last night.
This time for money, I hope.
Yeah. No, that's number three.
Oh, second one's for love again?
No, I don't know. The second one's like, all right, let's figure this one out for a little
Slow
bit longer.
Slow down, Tiger.
Listen, here's what we need, though. We're short someone to marry them.
Dude, I can marry him. I'm ordained, dude.
Yeah, I know. That was called a setup, is what that was.
Oh, I thought you didn't know that I'm ordained.
Of course I know. It's a setup.
Pastor so, Jeff, dude, I'm out here, you know, I'm out here slinging.
Wait.
Marriages. What are you doing? I'm out here slinging funeral services. You know, I do a little, pre-marriage
Jeff,
counseling.
Jeff, wait,
if
could
you're
you do
interested.
A little commercial? Could you do a commercial for the Four King Chef's marriage services and plumbing, or whatever it is that you do? Could we do that?
Plumbing.
I don't know. Whatever it is, it just sounds like you were doing a great commercial.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Hey.
Here you go. This is a good commercial.
All right. How you doing? Me, the Four King Chef. Here to clean your pipes. And can't even think of anything good to say about it. Nothing.
That commercial was a drizzling shits.
It's a drizzling shits. I there was nothing I could even say.
I don't know. All right, Dave, can you do a commercial really quick for the Four King Chef's pastor services and front end alignment shop?
All right,
good. Here, let me get some music for you. You want a little background beat?
Yeah,
great.
Roll it.
All right, here you go. You have 21 seconds. Here it goes.
I don't need that. Is your marriage shot and your front end wobbly? Come get them both aligned at Four King Chef's marriage services and front end alignments. Boom, drops mic, walks away.
That was phenomenal right there. That was phenomenal.
I mean, Dave body slammed me with that one.
He hits you with a double arm DDT. You're out. He up freaking cactus sacked your ass. You were done.
I feel like I came in strong with my first one, and then I drizzled shitted, and then Dave came in with one. So I feel like we're tied right now.
Is it? All right. Well, I mean, I think I call it a tie right now. Dave, what would you call it?
Yeah, that's cool.
I really wanted you to go, fuck that, I win.
It's all right. It's all right. That means that there's got to be like a tiebreaker then.
There has to be a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. I got the tiebreaker right here. Here goes your tiebreaker. Then we're getting this show on out the road.
It's new. It's improved. It's powdered water.
Powdered water.
Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula. But the wait is over. Powdered water is here. It's totally organic. Gluten-free. Gluten-free. It's cleaner than Lake Minnetonka. Powdered water. We took powdered water to the streets of New York City.
To New York City.
And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water.
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water.
Powdered water's amazing. I can feel the difference now. Wow. Wait. Wow.
Is that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases,
it makes me awesome.
A sizzle plate product.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you give food the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace!
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.